The three of them cautiously made their way in. After what he just heard from the man, Will wasn't sure this was the best place for him to find proper treatment. If the mender couldn't tell which one of the three of them was hurt, would he really know how to fix his arm appropriately? At least Ezra and Bed didn't seem to share his concern. Once they were inside, a bit of calm slipped across his body, which helped suppress the pain. The room was incredibly clean. It was easy to tell since most everything inside was white. The space was open, and every object and parcel tucked away in its own particular place. There wasn't a hint of dust in the air, and even the floor seemed to shine. It was made entirely of wide white tiles, and it reminded Will of his kitchen back home. His mom always made a fuss whenever he dropped food on it. Above was a long and wide light fixture. It sloped and reached in little curls to extend to all parts of the ceiling, and every foot or so, it was lit by a small glowing light. Not really a candle, and definitely not a bulb, but a light nonetheless.
Okay, the man mumbled to himself. Whichever one of you is hurt, go lay down on the table. I have to retrieve Cebrus.
Will turned sharply towards Bet.
It's all right, she said. Let's see Cebrus first.
He didn't really know what she meant by that, so instead he made his way toward the wide table, heaved himself up, and lay on his back against the cold, white rock.
How much is this gonna cost?
Ezra called to the man.
That depends. We'll have to see the extent of the damage, but first if...
The man's voice trailed away. He was still talking, but they could no longer clearly understand a word he said. Ezra grunted and began to scratch at his arm.
Do we have enough to pay him?
Bet spoke in a soft whisper. We ought to. It's just a matter of how much we'll have once he's done. The room became strangely quiet, until finally the man wheeled around the corner, smiling a crazy sort of grin.
Cebrus, he said. Isn't he beautiful?
Will's eyes opened wide. Cebrus was a large, black-and-white salamander. The man cradled it in his arms as one might do with a particularly kind cat. The salamander made no attempt to struggle. In fact, it looked asleep and seemed perfectly content to be held.
Are you ready, boy?
The old man's eyes flashed at Will. Will nodded. Just be still. Ezra sort of muttered the words Will's direction.
Let's see. The old man had become distracted. Now, where did I put that always picking it up and putting it down?
He seemed to have forgotten that Bet and Ezra were in the room. As he paced, both of them had to step sideways once or twice to keep from being run over. After a fair amount of muttering, the man found a small wooden box. He awkwardly picked it up with the hand that wasn't supporting the salamander, and then approached the medical table.
Your arm, yes?
He asked Will.
That's right, Will said.
The man looked directly into the salamander's eyes.
Cebrus, his arm.
Then he placed Cebrus on Will's chest and stood back. Nothing happened. The animal sat there, and Will felt incredibly strange lying on his back with a salamander plopped on his torso.
No, I totally forgot. Ridiculous me.
The old man rushed forward, flipped open the wooden box, and removed a small glistening something with his fingers. It was a piece of a pill. A binder, as Bet had called it. He walked over to Cebrus and placed the binder up toward the animal's mouth. The salamander woke with a start, then gulped the piece down. Almost instantly, the animal began to glow. Its large white spots became shining beams of light as a wonderful warmth began to pour across Will's chest. The salamander sniffed and began to toddle around across Will's body. It was searching for the problem. After a quick stop across the side of Will's face, it slowly crawled down and across his arm. The warming sensation radiated deep inside. The pain melted away, and seconds later, it was almost as if his arm was getting overly hot. Will let out a relieved chuckle. A bit of heat was all the discomfort he had. After only a minute or so, Zebra seemed to become bored of his arm. The salamander then crawled back to his chest, curled its tail around its legs, and nestled back down to rest.
Delightful, isn't he?
The man said.
Yes, Will sputtered. That was incredible. I can move my arm. I think it's fixed,
Will said as he practiced a few times extending his arm and bending it back.
Well, of course it's fixed. Cebrus here doesn't make mistakes.
The man then gave a sort of grumpy noise.
That's what comes of our relationship. The two of us, see? We're quite close. Which makes me wonder about you, boy. Tell me, Why is your Kakrit on my roof?
Will started to turn to Bet and Ezra.
Don't look at them, the man interrupted. Hers is in that bag and his is gone. You don't need their approval, to be honest. I asked you for a reason.
The question is, what should Will tell the Mender? He was hiding the Kakrit? He can't control where the Kakrit goes. Or it's not his Kakrit.